From Lambeau Field, these are our final thoughts. Mike, give me your key to the game.
Well, I say it's protect Aaron Rodgers. We saw what happened to the offense last week when Rodgers was on the run, getting sacked. Everything kind of went sideways. We've seen this before with this offense. You know, and I looked at the sack numbers this week. The Packers have given up 37 sacks this week. 18 of those, half of them, basically half of them, have come in two games. The first half in Seattle, the second half in Indy, and the game against the Giants. Two games, 18 sacks. The other nine games, you know, 19 sacks. So this offensive line can do it. They need to do it this week.
I think you're playing with numbers a little bit. I think protecting Aaron Rodgers has been pretty much a season-long struggle. And it's got to change, and it's got to change now. This is December. This is when teams either get hot or get out. And so clearly you've got one of the two keys to the game nailed. And here's the other one, and I promise you, you know what it is, and we've nailed it. And it's stop Adrian Peterson. Protect Aaron Rodgers and stop Adrian Peterson. Dr. Spofford has the injury report.
Well, some good news and bad news for the Packers here. The good news is Greg Jennings is back. He's missed seven games in a row. He practiced all week. This week he is ready to go. The bad news, Clay Matthews is going to miss another game, his third straight game with that hamstring injury. So we're still waiting to see when Matthews will be back. Also for the Packers, defensive end C.J. Wilson, an end in that base defense, the run defense, is going to miss this game with a knee injury. He injured his knee last week against the Giants. Also out for the Packers, as we know, Charles Woodson, Sam Shields, Andrew Corliss again at tight end will not play. And Donald Driver is questionable. His thumb injury did not allow him to practice this week.
Well, more than that, Mike McCarthy said that his thumb injury worsened this week, and it's going to take rest. And I'm going to tell you, Mike, the Clay Matthews thing now is starting to worry me.
Yeah, the Packers need him back, certainly, for this stretch run, and the sooner the better. As far as the Vikings are concerned, there's really only one major injury to talk about, and that's Percy Harvin. He's missed the last couple weeks with an ankle injury. He is doubtful. He tried to practice on Wednesday, was kind of limited, did not practice either Thursday or Friday. He's doubtful, so Harvin might miss another one.
My players to watch are Mike Neal, Mike Daniels, and Jarrell Worthy, and it's because those are the three guys that are going to man the defensive end position that C.J. Wilson is going to vacate because of his injury. C.J. Wilson, I have come to learn, is one dandy run stuffer. He may not, you know, be Charles Haley in the pass rush, but he can sure hold up against the run, and the Packers are without him on the worst possible Sunday to be without a good run stuffer, and that means that they're going to be playing against Adrian Peterson, and they need people to step up. Those three guys, Daniel, Neal, and Worthy, are guys who are probably going to see the ball run at them because they're going to be the guy or guys that the Vikings are going to aim at, target, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they know that B.J. Raji and Ryan Pickett are good against the run, so why not find out how the other guys play against it?
Yeah, they're definitely going to be tested for sure. My player to watch is Greg Jennings. We haven't seen a healthy Greg Jennings since the first game this season against San Francisco, and then he got that injury to the groin abdomen area in the fourth quarter. And you pointed out a stat in one of your articles this week, Vic, that if you go back to when Jennings hurt his knee last season, the Packers were 13-0 with a healthy Greg Jennings. He got hurt with the knee last year. It's been the groin abdomen thing this year. Since then, since that 13-0, the Packers are 9-6 when Greg Jennings hasn't been healthy. So let's see if getting Jennings back can kickstart the offense a little bit.
Yeah, I don't want to play with those numbers. Those are the facts. I mean, those are the stats. 13-0 when he was healthy and running wild in opposing secondaries, and since then he hasn't been healthy for any stretch of time since that Kansas City game last year, which was their first loss of the season, and since then the Packers are 9-6. Is Greg Jennings the missing link? We'll find out.
And with that, we'll sign off, but join us on Sunday, folks, at 10 a.m. Central Time on Packers.com. We'll go live with our chat from 2 hours before kickoff all the way up through the end of the game, 10 o'clock Central on Packers.com. Join us then and enjoy the game.